commonly used for the man buying hardware.
I see. Well, on most barrels that you're familiar with, is there usually some sort of metal band?
Yeah, band.
That
yeah.
Goes
yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it's usually called?
Yeah.
Band.
Band. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call it the barrel hood?
It's a hook. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Is that the sort of thing that children used to play with? Kind of roll them along with a stick or something like that?
Well, no. We call them hoops, but it was usually some kind of a wheel of a wagon or something. The hoop off a barrel is too flexible, too flimsy.
Wide.
And it's sometimes it's beveled in a way. You know, the barrel shaped that way. Well, the hoop is beveled that way to fit that barrel. Do you know of any barrel hoops that you could roll? Offhand, I don't. It's usually something like a wheel off a wagon or something like that. That's what we used to.
Well, if a person wanted to buy a large amount or large quantity, say, of lard at one time, what would that probably come in?
Oh, boy.
That's going back. We just guess hourly.
Well, I think about a pound.
No, he said a large container, didn't you?
Yeah.
A barrel of lard is what I like to say.
That was old time when he used to go to the store.
Years and years ago.
So lard used to come in barrels?
And then Blige
had barrels. Corner grocers, they used to have them in barrels.
That's so good.
Maybe. The kegs, I guess. But anyway, what would you call it? Give me a lead in your country on that.
Well, some people have used the expression a stand of lard. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Meaning a kind of big can?
Yeah. Well, can would probably be it now.
Big
if you had,
can?
Yeah, any quantity of it. A lard can, yes, yes.
Well, what do you call the little thing that you would use if you were pouring liquid into a small
funnel?
A funnel.
Funnel.
I see. And the thing that you would use, can you remember people driving buggies around here?
Yeah.
What did they use to crack around a horse's ears to make them go faster?
Whip.
Buggy whip?
A buggy whip, yeah.
What were those made of? You
have
to know.
Leather and maybe a rawhide end of it.
I know that. My mother had a horse buggy.
Yeah, that whip. They had different lengths. It all depend on the on your vehicle that you were driving.
I see. Well, say if a farmer wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground.
Yeah.
Did he have any expression for the amount of corn that he could take at one time?
That I can't tell you. That's
sure.
Imagine
bushels, wouldn't
you? A wagon load. That's how I would think that. A Studebaker wagon load. I mean, that was a brand of a wagon at that time.
Have you ever heard the expression, a turn of corn? A turn of corn?
No. What is that now?
It's just an expression that meant the amount of corn that could be taken at one time.
No. I think that's more of an area expression than in the corn area, don't you think? That expression.
What you were telling me yesterday, you mentioned kerosene lamps. Say if this light burned out right here, what would you call the thing you'd have to replace?
Globe.
What?
Globe.
Globe.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Globe.